So a little life update. During my break, I was applying for a bunch of jobs just because I didn't know if I was going to be out for a long time. And, you know, it does help to get out of the house a bit more, make a bit more money. While I was looking for a job, I was just, you know, thinking which one fits my penis-centric lifestyle, my phallic-centric lifestyle the most. You know, I was looking for a remote job so I could stay at home, record, and masturbate. But, you know, I was thinking like, oh, my gym membership is about to expire. What if I could do something that, you know, I could really benefit from? So I applied to work at a gym, and I got a part-time position, pays very well. You know, I'm thinking, okay, I'll just stay in the front of the desk. I'll just stay up there, you know, greet everybody, check out all the hunky jocks coming in through the door, all the daddies having their midlife crises coming in to work on their bodies, seeing them walk in week after week, day after day, coming in, getting more and more muscular, building up their testosterone from their penis. You know, it's just a perfect job for me, especially in this phase of my masturbation addiction, my addiction to the male body. And it's just perfect because, you know, I get to greet everybody with a smile, and then they just check in, get to call them by name, look at their junk while they walk by, stare at their asses when they leave. When I'm up front all alone, I just let guys who are wearing next to nothing just walk in. Even if it violates the dress code, if I see their fucking nipples, if I see their bulge, if they're wearing short shorts or compression pants and they show off their bulge, if they're wearing a crop top, I just let them walk right in. I don't say a word, even though I'm supposed to stop them. Just let them walk right in because they're my fucking eye candy. Just creeping out on them. And you know, I come to find out that whenever we're understaffed, whenever there's somebody that didn't show up, it's my job to go into the locker room and clean up, pick up after guys. I've found cum-stained underwear already. Haven't even been there for a week, and I've found just cum socks, cum-stained underwear. Whenever I have to do my rounds in the shower stall, every so often I find bottles of lube, used condoms, just piled up in the corner. You know, some guest comes up to me second day, and they say, oh, there's a guy creeping out in the shower. You might want to go check it out. He's just showing off his junk in a Speedo. He's going around. He's walking around in a Speedo. He said that he saw that he was fucking revealing himself. And I didn't do a fucking thing. I just let him do what he wants. It's like not part of my job to stop a guy from masturbating in the showers. It's not in the fucking job description. So I just let him be. You know, I walk by, sometimes the guys have just stall doors wide open, I just give them a nod, look at their penis, look at their ass. In fact, sometimes whenever they walk out, that's what I'm looking at, and that's all I recognize them by. I don't even fucking recognize their face. Just look at their ass, and it's like, oh yeah, that's James. Look at their bulge and say, oh yeah, that's Alex. Look at their ass again, and it's like, oh wait, no, that's Michael. And you know, that's how I remember their name. No one's gonna fucking blame me, I'm just being a good worker. I'm just recognizing them based on their fucking characteristics, their physical features. It's no different than looking at somebody's face and just recognizing them there. On the first closing shift that I did, there was a guy masturbating in the corner. We were closing at 11. I was the only one there. So I just let him finish. Just let him finish masturbating before I knocked on his stall and said, hey, the gym's closing, you gotta get out. Fucking knocked on it, pretended to be nervous, but I wasn't fucking nervous. I knew I was a fucking masturbator, I didn't give a shit. You know, if a guy wants to go in and wash his dick for 3 hours, I say let him. Let him just sit under the shower and just scrub himself clean. Let that dirty fucker scrub himself clean. Free soap, free water. Just in heaven, just a paradise for him, honestly. Because that's what the gym's all about. It's about taking care of your body, it's about taking care of your penis. There's a lot of hunky jocks there that can deadlift like 3 times their own weight. But once they get to the urinal, they don't know how to fucking aim. Too full of testosterone, too hyped from their workout. They just piss all over the urinal, piss all over the floor. They just stand there looking at their phone, they don't give a shit, and they go back lifting. During my orientation, I went to the sauna because they were showing me how to check the machine, make sure the thermostat wasn't set too high. There's just a bunch of grandpa types, a bunch of daddy types. Just sitting a little bit too close to each other. Just 4 in a row, just sitting knee to knee. Just acting really buddy-buddy, got their arms over each other's shoulder. And then once we open the door, all the steam clears up. You see them just slide away from each other. I don't know what the fuck they were doing, but I can fucking imagine. Just real fucking phallic-centric shit happening at this gym.